Shannon Dick to fill the unexpired term of Melvin Dale. And so at the start of the meeting, we had the swearing in ceremony, which has done the same for that commissioner as it would be for the three who get elected each time we have an election. So we did that, and then had a little, took a short little break right at the start of the meeting, and had a reception. Nice to give an opportunity for him, his family, and friends to celebrate the occasion with him. Mm-hmm. And we got right back to business, and went through an agenda that had a little bit of a mix of some commercial development and a few other things. The commercial development project of note, I would say, is the commission approved a community improvement district. Mm-hmm. We've talked about mm-hmm. these before, Sean. The community improvement district is a tool available to developers where they levy an additional sales tax on their customers. And so instead of 8.95 at the portion of Garden City Plaza that is not the old Sears building, mm-hmm. it would be the inline stores that face generally north. Mm-hmm. Those customers would pay 9.95, but that money would be used to pay off improvements, kind of a modernization of the look, and some functional improvement to the property as well. Most notably, to shoppers in the area, the parking lot, and the private drives as you leave the parking lot and approach the roadways. Certainly investments that need to be made in that facility.